One enemy that no one seems to want to talk to is Osama bin Laden. Everybody pretty much agrees the U.S. needs to find the al-Qaeda leader, but what then? Here's Senator Barack Obama speaking during Tuesday's presidential candidates debate.
We will kill bin Laden. We will crush al-Qaeda. That has to be our biggest national security priority.
That again is Barack Obama from Tuesday night's debate. It's unusual for a major presidential candidate to openly state that the U.S. needs to kill an enemy. But then again, Osama bin Laden has elicited very strong language from other politicians as well. Senator John McCain has said, quote, "Under my administration, Osama bin Laden will either be killed on the battlefield or executed." Michael Scharf is professor of law and director of the International Law Center at Case Western Reserve University. Michael, we want to talk to you, limiting the discussion to specifically the targeting of someone while there is a war going on. Is there any legal problem here in the United States or internationally with a president or, in fact, a candidate calling for the death of an individual at the hands of the state during a time of war?
As a matter of international law, Lisa, in times of war, a country can target opposing military and civilian leaders. And that notion has been expanded to include enemies of the state who are threats to national security. And so the United States, for example, tried to bomb Muammar Gaddafi's house in 1986 and Milosevic's residence in 1999 and even Saddam Hussein's palace in 2003. And we've been trying to take out bin Laden since even before the Bush administration, even before 9/11, during the Clinton administration.
But how legally does one define now what an enemy of the state is versus somebody who's leading a nation, say, like Saddam Hussein or like Muammar Gaddafi?
The United States claims that we are in a war against terrorism and in particular against al-Qaeda, and that taking out or eliminating bin Laden and the other leaders is a justifiable act to preserve the United States' national security.
But according to international and U.S. law, it would not be illegal?
No. And in fact, in U.S. law, there's something called Executive Order 12333 that says we can't go out and assassinate people. And what most people don't know is that the president is allowed to have exemptions that he gives himself and his troops from that executive order anytime. Now, the executive order applies worldwide whenever the U.S. or agents of the United States engage in an assassination. The Department of Defense, Judge Advocate General, has issued an opinion that says that that does not apply in areas of armed conflict. So it wouldn't apply right now in Iraq or in Afghanistan. The problem with our so-called war on terrorism is that it is not a war that's bound by geography or time. And so, you know, we could be talking about taking out bin Laden in Canada or in Europe, not necessarily on the battlefield. However, ever since the Clinton administration, there has been a specific exemption saying that Osama bin Laden can be executed, assassinated, or shot if he is in our sights. What concerns me is that the real change that is going to be necessary for America to regain its prominence in the world and its diplomatic might is to once again be seen as a country committed to the rule of law. And all of this tough talk is not going to strengthen that position for us.
Why? I mean, who is talking about doing something that would create a legal problem?
Well, as we expand our so-called war on terror outside the bounds of Afghanistan, it becomes more problematic. And what you'll see, especially if we use the tactic not of going in with a sniper, but rather of having a Predator drone fly overhead and shoot what is in essence mini cruise missiles down, is that there are going to be more and more cases of innocent civilians killed. And so the idea of expanding the hunt for Osama may in fact undermine what we're trying to accomplish in Afghanistan.
Michael Scharf is author of the book Enemy of the State. Thanks a lot, Michael.
It's been a pleasure, Lisa.